Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The payoff.
And for the first time in 32 years, the Blue Jays have won the pennant.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, that was our old buddy. What did Ron call him? Hoffy.
Yes, we called him Hoffy.
Closing it out last night. Last night was an interesting night in the sports world. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a couple minutes here on Brandon Graham. And as his return changed the way you feel about the 2025 Eagles, it does for me. It does not for Hugh Douglas, who decided to turn into I Told You So, Hugh, on Bryce Huff earlier in the show.
I'm just saying.
Hugh was getting Huff mixed up with Hoffman.
Maybe that's it.
Makes so much more sense.
Our bullpen would have been in better shape.
So much more sense.
Instead of Kirkering, it's Hoffman out there. Is that what you meant? Is that what you meant?
Mm-mm. No. Not about Bryce.
Well, that's not good then.
Yeah, that's a mistake. But yes, congratulations to the Blue Jays and Jeff Hoffman. I always liked Hoffman when he was here. I know he blew up in the postseason last year. But as in totality, I thought Hoffman was a really good pickup for the Phillies and had a good couple years here. And he gets the last laugh. You remember the whole thing with Jeff Hoffman? He kept failing his physical. The Phillies didn't want to pay him.
Yeah.
He closed out the ALCS to put the Blue Jays in the World Series.
He was stoked when he did it. I picked that one wrong last night, didn't I?
You picked the Mariners? Yeah. Well, when they went up early in the game and then Raleigh hit the home run, I was like, oh, they're going. But no, George Springer hits a home run. Blue Jays go to the World Series. So a couple of baseball thoughts and then a couple of football thoughts as well off of last night with the doubleheader on Monday night. Baseball, obviously Hoffman, let's just be real. Dave Dombrowski chose Jordan Romano over Jeff Hoffman. I know there were complications with his shoulder and long-term and the money he got paid. That was the choice that Dave Dombrowski made. That didn't work out, and we had to go get Duran. So Hoffman goes to the World Series.
So do you fault Dave Dombrowski for that?
Yeah. Would you have rather had Hoffman in this bullpen or Romano?
Well, hold on. But he was flagged by medical staffs.
Did he look hurt to you?
Well, clearly not. Yeah. But like that's something, I don't know, you almost have to trust not only your information, but feels like other information around. Like the Blue Jays took a chance.
They did. So it's only 1 year of a 3-year deal, right? If he breaks down the next 2 years, that changes the equation. Yeah. Maybe the Phillies and those other teams were right.
Maybe Jordan Romano comes back and...
No, stop. No, he's not. But how often goes to the World Series? The other thing I thought of last night, George Springer hit the big home run for the Blue Jays. He's been a great playoff performer. It makes me want a guy like Alex Bregman even more, former Astro along with Springer. You look at those postseason leaderboards in baseball history, Springer's on all of them. So is Alex Bregman. Can we get some guys in here that are postseason stars? Like, obviously, Springer.
Some ballers.
Yeah, get an Alex Bregman, his former teammate with the Astros. I would love Bregman to come in here and kind of help put the Phillies over the top. So I had those thoughts as I was watching the baseball last night. And then watching the two NFL results. So we had the Lions over the Bucks last night, Hugh. Lions win that game 24-9.
Lions look like they might be a whole problem.
Here they are. They were a problem last
year. Sonic and Knuckles, what a... Hey.
Especially Sonic. Boy. Jameer Gibbs. He's
coming to his own, man. I remember when he was at Georgia Tech and left.
Yeah.
And went to Alabama because he was like, y'all, I can't play.
I don't know what his 40 is, but I would put him up against anybody in the NFL in terms of how fast he is.
Especially on that turf in Detroit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's wild. So they go to 5-2. The loss drops the Bucks to 5-2. Seattle also won last night, Hugh. Yeah, if you look at the NFC, this race is going to be interesting. The Eagles have to win every game they can because doesn't it feel like there's a lot of good NFC teams? We're going to do Kiss the Baby 1 hour from now, but some of the records in the NFC. Green Bay is 4-1-1, Eagles 5-2, Lions 5-2, Rams 5-2, Tampa Bay 5-2, San Francisco 5-2, and I believe, what, Seattle moved to 5-2 last night with their win? I mean, Hugh, there's like seven teams that are all five wins, or the Packers have four, but they have a tie, so they don't even have two losses.
They feels like some parity, a lot of parity in the NFC. It really, really does. It's going to be a fight to get out of the NFC.
It makes me also think that the number one seed, like the gap between the one seed and like the seven, it's could be like a game or two.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ike was talking about this yesterday. He said it's feasible that you could have a 12-win number one seed and a 10-win two seed or something like that.
I totally agree. And so, like, down the stretch of the season, all these games are huge. Like, it could change the equation for the Eagles between being the one if they hit on these games, and if they stumble, they could fall away down to 6 or 7.
But they have to win the division.
To win the division.
And, I mean, like you said, they're going to play Green Bay. They're going to play Detroit.
Yep.
Washington twice. Dallas. Like, those are all games they have to win, like must-win games
for
the Eagles.
If you look at the Eagles' point differential, it's only +5, which is not great. I mean, that kind of points to more of a 500-ish team. You look at the other teams in the NFC, Detroit is, let's see where they're at, point differential. Detroit entered last night +49, so they're +64. Rams are +58. Seahawks +57. It's good. You said it, Kyle. They're going to play all these teams. I mean, this is a must-win clearly against the Giants. They got to bounce back and win this game. And then after that, it's Packers, Lions, Cowboys. That stretch is huge.
So now, I was wondering, but I looked. Mm. And maybe this is a discussion for another day. The Eagles are third in NFC favorites.
Is it Green Bay and Detroit?
Detroit number one, Green Bay two, Eagles three. Do you think people still think they should be the favorite out of the NFC? I mean, I don't right now. Could they get there eventually?
They could.
Sure.
The only thing that gives them a little bit of an edge is it looks like they have an easier path to win their own division, right? Green Bay and Detroit have to play each other to fight for the division.
Right. But I mean, those games against those two are going to matter for one seed.
Of course it is.
So.
I mean, the one thing that is helping us is it looks like the division is easier than it was before the season. The Commanders look like they're in big trouble.
I would say I think we should be ahead of Green Bay. Detroit just flat out looks better than us.
They do. And they did last year. I mean, this is a continuation. They just got knocked out of the playoffs, and the Eagles were able to continue and have home field there. 215-592-9494. All right, let's talk some BG here with James the Mailman up on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, how we feeling, man?
What's up,
James,
man?
What's up, pal?
Man, I'm feeling good today. Here, listen, here's what we got, gentlemen. We got a bunch of puppies in the locker room on this defense. And just like BG says, you need a big dog.
She don't want no puppies. She want a big dog.
She want a big dog in that locker room. And that's what you got. When you got an average age, 24 in that locker room, you need somebody who's going to herd these sheep and turn them into wolves, man. Another thing, I need Howie to turn on his stove. He's got to get the pots out. He's got to get them hot. And he needs to get a good corner. Nolan Smith's going to come back. Like you said, Hugh, I need hopeful Hugh, not doubter Hugh, not doubter
Me
Douglas.
Too, James. I need that Hugh.
I disagree. I just want honest Hugh.
Well,
I'm keeping it a bean. I'm honest
Hugh. I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're living your truth like I'm living mine. Now, you being a player,
see, that's insulting.
You know, it's full circle. You give these guys no time to pass. They're locked down. Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, they're getting at these quarterbacks like dogs on meat, man. It's happening. You gotta lock down these receivers. We can't have Kyrie getting burned, man, like burnt toast on Sunday. I can't watch it again, man. And one last thing, gentlemen, tomato soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
My girl last week, man, I wasn't feeling good. Man, she got all the vegetables. She got the tomato, the onions. She let them bake in the oven for 400. You put that in blender, and, man, you heat it up again, thick and chunky, just the way you want it, man.
That sounds
really excited.
That's
about that
real soup
yeah,
right there. Now, that's like not it. The stuff you're trying to get at the store, Hugh. I mean, she's trying to get this. Yeah,
I'm getting all kind of recipes for tomato soup. Now, somebody's telling me to put like some milk in it to help thicken it up.
You could do that. Yeah,
make it like thick and chunky, like that hardwood bacon.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up,
James. Good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Now you're going to write these recipes down, or are you going to keep trying the canned stuff?
Mm-hmm, I'm going to keep going for the canned.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's not going to work out great.
Yeah, no. I don't know because we're going to where we going tomorrow. I'm going to get some
the Deco Food Hall.
The Deco Food Hall. I'm going to see if I can get somebody maybe some tomato.
I'm telling you, it doesn't need to be that crazy. Like, put it in a pot, taste it. If it needs
and
salt,
a nice
put
grilled
salt
cheese
in it.
Sandwich with brioche.
I thought you were out on grilled cheese. Yeah. Have you come back to grilled cheese?
I mean, if we go, I don't plan on paying for it. I'm going to get somebody, see if I can get somebody to make me.
So this is handout, Hugh.
Wait a second.
This guy's asking for food.
This makes even less sense. If I'm going somewhere that I know I'm getting a free meal, why would I make it a grilled cheese? I'm capitalized.
No, I'm going to capitalize, but I got to taste.
No sense.
Like, and I got to taste for a
grilled
cheese.
Every day. You got a hankering for grilled cheese?
I got a hankering. I need that, man. I need that because I was disappointed. You don't know the level of disappointment that I had when I made it. And I was like, this is what I made? This was horrible. It was horrible.
You would think it's hard to mess up grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Grilled cheese was banging. Yeah, you know, grilled cheese is grilled cheese. Yeah. It was the tomato soup that was not banging.
Well, I think Kyle's right on this. You need to take a little accountability. Yeah, and season it yourself. Put what you need in there.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try. I'll try.
I mean, what's the worst that happens? You mess it up?
Because somebody told me you take the can of tomato soup.
Yep.
And then you take a can of milk. And you put it in there, and then you put, a little bit of cheese.
I think you need to be careful with how much milk you put in. You don't want to go too much milk, right?
So, or is it milk or is it heavy cream?
You could do the heavy cream, but you got to see how much you don't want to put too much so that it becomes pink.
Yeah, because
that'd
be.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
You don't want that. All right, a couple poll questions for you. Tomato soup, a lie. 61% say no. I'm not sure why anyone's voting yes. you lied to yourself on this. And which former Eagle on WIP would have the best chance of making an impact if they suited up for the Eagles today? The results are not surprising here. Ike is winning, 53.8%. Who's coming in second, though?
John Ritchie.
No, it's you.
Seriously?
It's you. You are. 28.4%. For Hugh Douglas, and then 17.7% for John Ritchie.
That's kind of close still, though.
Yeah, people are working through this, too.
They're No, because I don't want to, you know how I feel about being touched. And now to have to
even like
go,
someone putting their hand around you for a photo.
Football. I don't.
I'm getting better, though. I'm getting better.
Well,
I'm working on that.
We're at a grand opening of a restaurant tomorrow, so you better be ready for some photos.
Well, dude, hug that. Long as little buddy ain't there hugging me like he hugged me last time.
He probably will.
Okay, so if he listens, little buddy, don't hug me. Just handshake me first. Yeah. If you handshake me,
we might need his name by tomorrow.
Jason Dumas said Richie plays the easiest position to help. Ike still looks great, but sorry, brother, covering those young fellas sideline to sideline is a tough ask.
So he's voting you.
Well, he's basically, he workshopped that, huh?
By default, he voted you. See, I think the problem here is I know you, and I think after one or two snaps, you're like, I'm done.
One or two snaps, Joe, I'm cussing. I'm mad, and it ain't too much I could do about it, because you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not too much I could do about it on the field. I'm going to the car.
Plus,
to the car.
I have a feeling he wouldn't be in it for the long haul.
No.
He'd get pancaked one time, and he's like, all right,
no, that's Kyle. It. Y'all don't understand what it's like being in the trenches. And to be out there, man, listen.
No, I don't either. That
first snap when somebody put their hands on you and it's really nothing you could do about it.
Yeah.
No. Not doing that.
Plus, I mean, you've probably shrunk a little bit. You weren't the tallest guy when you played. Those tackles with those long arms, I mean, they would give you trouble.
Yeah, they would give me all kinds. Like going up and trying to get going up against Joy Malata.
Ooh,
you think I'd you probably could go
come
up the bar and be
like, come on, big fella. Come on, pop. Bring your ass.
Come on, old man.
You think you go against Brett Toth?
You might have a shot, yeah.
You know what's funny?
Toth's not that good.
I know he's not that good, but he's still in the NFL. That would still be a problem for me.
Yeah.
That would be a problem.
I think it all would be a problem for you, which just makes it funny. Bruce in D.C. is up on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Bruce.
Or, God's sake, good afternoon.
What's up,
good
buddy? Afternoon. What are you feeling?
Hey, man. Well, hey, look. I mean, before I get into that, hey, Hugh, I just want to ask you a question.
Yes.
I'm a little late on the conversation, but is that that tomato suit that you're talking about back in the day, did that come out of the tomato can, in your words?
It came out the tomato tan.
Like what you said the Eagles played last year when you were Benedict Arnold Douglas.
Yeah.
Traitor. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
So look, as a childhood, I was victimized by that. But, you know, my aunt solved it one day. We used to go down the state in the summertime. And she came with that grilled cheese, and it was like magic. So, yeah, you got to pair it with the grilled cheese sandwich. And, you know, I get a little fancy with it. If you want to dress it up, I recommend some garlic pepper seasoning.
No, see, now we're talking.
If you're into spicy, you can throw in some habanero, you know, a dash of habanero or Trini pepper sauce, man. Mm. That'll dash it up.
I ain't really with that. I ain't spicy food yet.
Will do that. That sounds good.
No,
I will have an arrow.
That's Joe's wheelhouse.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah. There you go. So that's a quick recommendation. But anyway, moving on. So, about this BG thing. And Hugh, I understand what you're saying because I do agree with you in some respects. But I'm just trying to look at the overall intangibles. And one of the things that I think that's sorely needed that you all haven't really talked about. It's not just his ability to sack plays. Like, he sets the edge better than anybody on that team right now as far as outside of the interior alignment against the run.
Bruce, I agree. It is something they struggle with.
He brings some intangibles to the table,
Bruce,
no question about it.
I think that Nolan Smith does it really well, but obviously he's been out. So, you know, in the next few weeks, we could get BG on the field and Nolan both set the edge well. And with Jalen Carter hopefully turning the corner, I think our run defense and N'Kobe back will be way better the second half because it hasn't been very good, the run defense, so far this season.
No, it has not. And that is exactly what happened in the Giants game, I think, and even some shades of the Denver game. It was the run portion. Yeah, well, we had pass issues, but the run just – we got gassed on the run. So I think that's where he does that. He's done that better than just about anybody, like I said, outside the interior folks. And we're going to see improvement on that. So that's where I'm looking at that. And I think along with the leadership issue – and it's, the snaps are not going to be an issue because I don't even want to say his name. The clown just retired – and ran out on us and got tired of he's not even worth mentioning his name. But I think he'll take that snap count. And they'll work.
Wait, we calling Za'Darius Smith a clown? Is that what just happened?
Yeah, no, he's a clown. He's a clown.
I respect
he quit.
He's speaking his truth,
we
man.
We don't like quitters in Philly. We don't want to play that in Philly.
Tell him, Bruce.
Take your ass on.
In D.C.
Bruce speaking his truth. I mean, you can't go against man.
I liked watching him play. I thought he played well.
I thought he did too. Yeah. But clown is strong.
This is the first person I've heard really criticize Za'Darius Smith. I appreciate it. I didn't know where you're going with it.
No, it pissed me off. I mean, because they were struggling, and I didn't like that. Like, I'm just going to hang up and quit. Man, get out of here with that.
Yeah, I heard he was tired of Hugh Douglas. Yeah. He was listening in his car to work, and he's like, done with this guy.
Yeah, I think I did probably. There's a story behind that too.
But we don't play that in Philly. So good for BG, and I think that the defense is going to pick it up for sure, and I think that we're going to see some better play on the offensive side. This game on Sunday, man, we can kick the Giants' ass on Sunday.
I agree.
All right, so that's all I got, gentlemen.
Bruce, good phone call. What is that? You worried about Scataboo and Dart and a team that just blew a 19-0 lead in the fourth quarter?
They scored 30-some points, man.
Yes, they also gave up 33 in a quarter.
They gave up 33 points.
In a quarter.
But they can score points.
Their offense has been certainly better since Dark got in there, sure.
Yeah.
So are you hearing this, Kyle? Are you hearing Hugh Douglas afraid of the Giants?
I'm not. No, I,
I hear the same thing. He's like, his voice is like quivering.
No, I know. I embellish some things. We feel it.
I hate both of y'all.
But the audience feels it, so I can't ignore it.
I go back to because I talked to you last night. I told Landon, I said, man, y'all got your ass kicked last
week. Well, they did. That's true.
It's some get back. I think they're going to get some get back.
But you have a little trepidation in your voice.
Well, here's the thing. You just got your ass whooped by somebody who just then in turn took an ass whooping, right?
Yeah.
They whooped your ass, so they feel real strong about whooping your ass again.
I'm sure they do.
You know, and we, even though we got the win, okay, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Because you even alluded to it. You even alluded to the fact that, hey, Carson Wentz would have found some receiver. You know what I'm talking about? He'd have found him. It would have been a different game.
He left points on the field, Carson.
The score was 22-28. I mean, you know, I hate to be the drunk guy at the barbecue, but we're here. The score was 22-28.
And Carson left points on the field. And he gave us seven, if we're keeping the Bucks and beans and all that.
And listen, and even I alluded to the fact that what he said, we only scored, three times?
They scored three offensive
touchdowns. Yeah, and then we scored, like, I'm just saying, man, we better, hey.
Wow, cold water on the Eagles.
Listen, a W is a W. But you better put your big boy pants on. Yes, it is.
No.
It still is a W.
No, a W is a W against the Vikings.
No, a W is a W.
We need to crush the Giants.
We need a W.
If you're going to tell me, we look back on the season, we get our ass kicked in New York to the Giants, and then we squeak one out at home to the Giants, that's not
Super Bowl worthy stuff. Mm-hmm. No.
No, it can still be Super Bowl worthy stuff.
Bring those standards up, man.
You know what's funny?
Lower the bar, Douglas, is unreal.
Wait a minute. Okay, go back. Doesn't it feel like Detroit's been on TV a lot this year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're coming off a 15-win season.
And they've whooped a lot of ass on TV.
They're good.
Yeah, can we whoop an ass?
That's right. We need to whoop an ass.
Detroit has whooped a lot of ass
We
on
need to
TV.
Show our whole ass.
We need to show our whole ass on Sunday.
We haven't done that enough.
I mean, I feel good about the win. How are we going to get it?
Style points.
I don't know about style points.
Style points.
I just want the W. Kevin Scatterbolt came in here, man. And well, he was up there and he ran like he had no tomorrow.
Yeah.
He ran hard.
They can't let him do it twice. I mean, let's get real. Can we get real? I can't believe you're worried about this game already.
I'm not worried
it's only
about
it. Tuesday.
I'm not worried about anything.
We're going to be screaming by Friday.
I'm just workshopping these thoughts that I have in my head right now. I'm just workshopping.
Just take workshopping with you, Douglas. Welcome on in. We're just workshopping our takes for tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
It's wood whittling with you, Douglas.
You ever whittled before?
Yeah, I've whittled wood.
Yeah.
That just sounds so crazy. Have you whittled wood before? Yes, I have.
You are a mess.
Hey, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah, this is
that was a lot.
This is a family show, and we are grown ups. As you like to say every day, we are professionals.
I am a professional.
We're trying. 215-592-9494. That's how you join a show of professionals. Brandon Graham officially back. Does it change things for you for the 2025 Eagles? It does for me. I love the idea of bringing him back. The leadership void, he helps fill that. We were going to get an edge rusher anyway. This could be the edge rusher we needed. Now we could use our resource in a corner. And I think we are a little bit underrating the player he still was when he walked off the field last year. 215-592-9494. I got, you know, realist Debbie Downer Douglas over here. He's like, I got to watch him play on Sunday.
I'm just keeping it a bean,
yeah, right.
Man.
All right. All your phone calls coming up on BG. Your reaction last night with the NFC getting pretty good at the top. And Jeff Hoffman closing it out for the Toronto Blue Jays as they go to the World Series. We'll also hear Nick Sirianni's conversation with the Morning Show coming up at 1. Kiss the baby as we head towards Week 8 in the NFL. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.